The Palmetto Morning School Bus is going to make its way all the way to Fort Mill at the brand new Flint Hill Elementary School that's opening today for the very first time. And we have the Public Information Officer for the Fort Mill School District, Joe Burke, joining us live on location from Flint Hill Elementary School. And good morning to you, Joe.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, Joe, set the land for us.
Set the table.
What are we seeing? What are we experiencing at the brand new Flint Hill Elementary School?
Well, we got cars pulling through, dropping off kids this morning. There's balloons and music and pom-poms, and it's kind of like a community party atmosphere as everybody's getting out and getting in for the first day here.
Well, that's a good way to kick off school, like a big party, right?
Yes, absolutely. The school did a great job getting set up. They've got their PTO came in over the weekend and put chalk messages down on the sidewalk to welcome kids. And like I said, all the staff is out here with pom-poms and the speakers are playing loud. So it's an exciting morning.
And of course, if you know anything about the Fort Mill School District, you know that they know how to open a school. They have to open a school, a new school, about once a year. And Joe, you know, it's not to take away from any of the other schools that are experiencing their first day of class, but there is something to open a brand new school. Some might say, well, gosh, I wish our school had maybe cheerleaders and music. Why is this one a little different, maybe compared to other schools that are just going through business as usual?
Well, actually, I would say if you visit just about any school here in the district, this is kind of going to be the same atmosphere, whether it's a new school or an existing school. But obviously, when you're opening a new school, it's such a fun day. It's the first time the kids really get to get in and get into the building and get into their classrooms and, you know, really get acclimated to the new area. So they try to make it an exciting event. But I would be willing to bet this is being repeated at multiple schools across our district.
You can only be at one place, Joe. So
that's
thanks
right.
So much for reporting live on the scene for us.
And we also know that this is kicking off Gray Young's first year as the Fort Mill School District Superintendent. Now, we know he's been a part of the district his entire career, but what is his plan today and what's his feeling going into this new school year as the superintendent?
Well, I'm actually watching him wave a pom-pom, helping people cross the crosswalk here right into the school in the car rider line. So now he'll be visiting all of our schools this week. Obviously, we have 21 school locations, so they used to do it all in one day, but we've grown to the point where you're going to spread it out over a few days. This is his first stop, and then he'll be hitting several other schools throughout the day. And then again, over the course of this week, he'll be getting to all of them. It's kind of a repeat for him. He met with all of the staffs at their schools last week, and now he's visiting this week to go see all the schools with the kids in them. So kicking it off with visits, but I think he's excited about the school year and looking forward to beginning his tenure along with opening a new school.
Great.
And Joe, this is elementary school. What number for the Fort Mill School District?
This is elementary number 12, so it's the 12th elementary school in the district currently.
And, of course, Joe Burke is the Chief Communications Officer for the Fort Mill School District. He is live on location at the brand-new Flint Hill Elementary School that opens this school year. Next school year, he will be back on that location because Flint Hill Middle School will open. So, Joe, we'll go ahead and reserve your spot for this time next year.
That sounds good.
And, of course, if you know where these two schools are located, it is located near a company here in our backyard, and it certainly made headlines. Joe, do you see any kind of protesting going on from anybody regarding that company, Silfab Solar, or what do you see in that regard?
No, not seen any of that here this morning at the school. I think everybody's excited to come in and get into the building, so we have not seen any of that. Like I said, it's been mostly just happy faces and kids and parents coming into the building.
And then, Joe, we know throughout the school district, a last-minute save between the school district, between our lawmakers, as well as our law enforcement community, all came together to really make sure that kids and drivers get to school safely. Kind of bring us back up to speed real quick, where we stand on crossing guards, traffic guards, and how the Fort Mill and TKK police departments are now working together with the school district and families.
Yes, as we announced to our parents last week, we will not have our traffic guards in place. Those are the ones that were in place helping direct the flow of traffic coming out of schools. The company that provided those was not able to continue to do so. We met with our local municipalities on short-term options. They helped us develop the right turn only solution for the short term, as well as they were able to provide staffing of law enforcement to direct traffic at those school locations that are impacted. They're going to do that as a temporary basis, probably through the first 2 weeks of school as we continue to work on long-term solutions, which that, you know, that's a little bit more of a lengthy process. We've been petitioning SCBOT for traffic lights that can be put in place or signage or any other measures that we can put there to make it safer for our traffic flow. So that's going to be an ongoing process, but we're very happy to have them helping us out in these first 2 weeks of school and making sure everybody gets in and out, because the first 2 weeks are always the most busy time while everybody learns their new traffic patterns, gets used to the new traffic, all of that.
Yeah. And Joe, if you can just comment on how quickly this all came together. I mean, we have seen, you know, when there's an issue arise, people jump to the occasion to kind of remedy it. But this one seemed to happen literally overnight between, again, the law enforcement community, the school district, and our politicians, making sure that it is smooth sailing here on the first day of school.
Yeah, as soon as we found out the guards were not going to be available, we immediately contacted all of the municipalities and the law enforcement officers that are in our areas to see what we could do. We worked with them as quickly as we could to develop that right turn plan. And then we also continue to work with them to get the measure in place for today. So it's one of those situations, like I said, as soon as we learn of an issue, we try to address it as quickly and as appropriately as we can. And we're going to continue to do that with this.
And then Joe, again, is broadcasting live or live on location from the brand new Flint Hill Elementary School. Joe, if folks are not familiar with maybe the landscape of the Fort Mill School District, kind of where is this school located? What's the address? What's it near?
Yeah, so this one actually sits off of Old Gold Hill Road, and if you're anywhere familiar with Fort Mill, it's up near where we cross into the border of Charlotte. You can almost walk into North Carolina from this area, so it's on the northern end of the district, the northern eastern side of the district. But we're such a small district, we're only about 53 square miles. So really, if you're at one school, you're not far from another one. That's just kind of the way it works. But we're heavily packed in. We are the largest school district student population in York County, but we're also the smallest school district geographically in the state. So really, you're not far from one school to another.
Yeah, especially on that parkway. You pass elementary school, middle school, and high schools all within a stone's throw for sure. Well, here is to a fantastic and a smooth start of the first day of school there in the Fort Mill School District, as well as other school districts in our Tri-County area, specifically for those at the brand new Flint Hill Elementary School. Joe, does that school still have that new building smell to it?
Absolutely it does. Yeah, I walked in this morning before everybody got in there, and it is a beautiful building. Everybody, all the teachers and staff were getting in before the sun was coming up this morning, getting ready to have everybody in, so it's going to be a fun day.
Oh, wow. And there is some video inside of that school. If you go to the Fort Mill Elementary School's Facebook page or the Flint Hill Elementary School's Facebook page, there's a sneak peek inside the brand new school. Well, Joe, here's to a very smooth start to the first day of school. Thank you so much for joining us, and make sure you high five and thank those teachers and families for us. We certainly appreciate it, sir.
Will do. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. Again, that was Joe Burke. He's the Chief Communications Officer for the Fort Mill School District.